Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This morning, we're going to talk with Kay Goslin. She is the creative director at Millikan Contract, and she is at Greenville 2007 in Chicago. Kay, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
And I should say, you're probably in the noisiest place in the whole building there, so we may hear some noise in the background. And what do you think about the show so far? How's it going?
It is an absolutely fabulous show. I've been coming to Greenville, I guess, since the very beginning. And every year it just gets better and bigger. The lines yesterday to get in were the only downside. I got here after lunch, and the line was still stretched out the door. People were a little irritable about how long it was taking to get in. But I've heard numbers of as high as 25,000 people in attendance.
So this show has dramatically increased in terms of attendance and, I guess, in terms of exhibitors every year, hasn't it?
It has. The scope of the exhibitors has changed. And what's been really interesting is I remember going to Greenville in Seattle and seeing some people there who were selling small products, and they had a little tabletop display. It was almost kind of pitiful.
Uh-huh.
You know, they had some startup idea. And you see those same people today, and they're in a 20 by 20 booth, and they're a very successful company. And really, it's been like watching a whole industry start to thrive and grow from just a germ of an idea.
Yeah,
it's been really, really good.
Yeah, that's really what it is, isn't it? It's a new industry that, when this started, was just really fledgling.
Yeah, you know, people thought this whole green movement, oh, it's going to, you know, just be a flash in the pan. And you remember the days when people were called tree huggers and fruits and nuts in California, and people really downplayed the whole concept. But let me tell you, green has gone mainstream now.
Well,
and it's everywhere from fashion magazines that I pick up. Town and Country has a green issue in their magazine.
That's interesting.
Places that you would never think of finding articles about sustainability are showing up. And I think you see that here at Green Build, that there are green products for everything that you touch in your home, in your office, in hotels, from floor to ceiling. And people are genuinely educating themselves about what sustainability is and what it isn't.
And I guess there's a lot of motivators, aren't there? I just saw a survey. It just came out this week from the American Institute of Architects and Autodesk. This is it's called the Green Index Survey. And they said that 70% of architects are saying that clients are demanding green build. They're what's driving this, green building, I should say. And they're doing so because it's a money saver. Not because necessarily they're tree huggers, although some of them may be, but because it's good business.
Yeah. You know, we applaud the tree huggers, certainly at Millikan, because we think that green is good business. And the whole idea that people want to know the whole story behind products that go into their facilities. They want to know what energy they're going to use. They want to know where it's going at the end of its life cycle. And they ask really, really good questions that show that they've done their homework.
Well, that's something I wanted to ask you. As this show grows, and I guess as you had said earlier, when you first went there, it wasn't that impressive a show. A lot of smaller companies. Now, a lot of large companies there. Major stands there, and I guess, a lot of different types of products are being shown. It's, expanded from the building materials arena, has it not?
Yeah, it's anything to do with building materials. There are people here that do ceiling fans, paper towel holders for the bathrooms, you know, low flush, no flush toilets, from plumbing to electrical, things that focus on low energy usage, and anything that has to do with helping an architect and designer achieve LEED certification.
Uh-huh. Has this expanded out of the building materials arena? It seems like I read something about a bus company being there or exhibiting. Is that true?
I don't know. I walked the show a little bit this morning. Yesterday was so busy, I hardly had time to leave the booth. But today I walked around and I saw a wide variety of products, but I didn't see a bus company.
Well, maybe I misread that, but it seems to me anyway to be expanding in a way where there's lots of products that you wouldn't necessarily have thought would be taking part in a show like Green Build, and now here they are.
Yeah. Well, you know, Green Build really has a broad connotation. And there are people who come here literally looking for things for their new home, and facility managers who come here because they're doing 2 million square feet of new space next year.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You just don't know. Everybody who walks into the booth has a different agenda.
Interesting. Well, let me ask you about the people that attend this show. I have to imagine that that's changed somewhat as this show evolves. Are there more, obviously architects and designers and facility managers and contractors, I suppose. Are there more groups of people, more classifications of people attending the show, do you think?
It's really interesting. I try to figure out who people are, vet them a little bit as they come through the space, and you talk to one person who's a student, and the next person is working on a housing development. The next person who comes in works for the government. And then the person after that is the education specialist who's the LEED certification person at a big design firm. You know, just a wide variety of people.
That's interesting. The last one that I attended, I happened to meet a number of people that came from Chicago, and I guess they've got quite a green program going in Chicago there, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. Chicago is so impressive. Mayor Daley has done a wonderful job of bringing it into the mainstream, making it part of the cityscape of Chicago. And I got to just do a sidebar here that it could not be a better Chamber of Commerce day than yesterday and today. The skies are sunny. It's cool and crisp, but it's nothing like I've seen Chicago in November in years past. It's a great day to be in Chicago.
I guess Daley has some pull there, maybe, huh?
He must have. It's either that or former President Clinton yesterday, and the glow is still around.
How about that? Now, you had mentioned that new classifications of people are coming through the front door there at Green Build each year. I have to imagine that the people that visit the Millikan people at your stand, have to be asking you different types of questions as the years go by. Are you finding that to be true?
Yeah, you know, at first, of course, I was not with Millikan when I went to my very first Green Build, but it seems that people have changed from asking what I call those surface questions, like what percentage recycled content do you have? And in the early days, people weren't really educated on asking you even post-consumer versus, you know, post-industrial. Now then, they've moved on to the broader issues about your manufacturing processes. They want to know about end-of-life cycle. They want to know, you know, all the kinds of things that make a truly green product, not just checking a box and saying, oh, it has recycled content. Okay, I can go on now.
So the educational level of the people there is a good deal higher than it's been in some of the past years.
Yeah, and I do give USGBC a lot of credit for putting on some fabulous seminars, doing a lot of education in the design community and with end users, and what you had mentioned earlier about really promoting the fact that green business is good business, that green buildings have a higher resale value, that they have lower energy cost. And when oil gets to be $100 a barrel, that really does get to be important. So a wide variety of people that didn't used to be interested in green issues?
Well, I think, you know, really, if you look at the whole old carpet industry, I think that they've certainly been a model in terms of sustainability. I think almost across the board in the moves that they've made over the last 10 or 15 years in terms of reducing costs. And I don't think I don't think there's probably a lot of tree huggers among them. Wouldn't you agree?
You know, the carpet industry, I think, deserves a lot of credit for taking on the issues of sustainability. And for the most part, we all try to do the best that we can as an industry. And, you know, yeah, you all compete with each other, but I think most of us don't think that green should be what you compete on. It should just be what we all do.
I see. This is going to conclude the first part of a three-part conversation with Kay Goslin, the creative director at Milliken Contract. We're going to air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.